Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Patakia. You know, on Friday morning, we had mentioned to you the fact that the Nifty recovery, that three-day recovery that we had seen ahead of Friday's trading session, hinges on three very important factors. And those three were the big earnings reactions that the market was going to react to from Reliance Industries, from Infosys, and from Axis Bank. Well, we had an inkling of how Infosys was going to behave considering how its ADR had ended overnight. The Reliance Industries stock did well for itself, ended 2.5% higher, but that was not enough to offset the losses that came from Axis Bank and on Infosys. Axis Bank ending 4.5% lower, Infosys ending almost 6% lower on Friday, and that meant that the Nifty snapped a 3-day gaining streak and also ended 100 points lower just at that 23,200 mark for the index. And Friday's drop also meant that the index ended 1% lower for the week, its second straight weekly loss. The Nifty Bank too ended around 0.5% lower, but the actual action took place in the broader markets, and that was because the Nifty Midcap and the Small Cap Index, both of them who lost 4% each last Monday, both of them recovered all of those losses over the next four trading sessions. The mid-cap index ended just 11 points higher compared to last Friday's close, but it was higher nonetheless. And the small cap index too ended 0.1% higher for the week. Well, today's session also hinges on some important earnings reactions. And I'll tell you the positive triggers first for the Nifty. And that comes on the back of a strong handover from Wall Street. Friday's session was very good. Today's US markets remain shut today. Today is also a big day, mind you. Donald Trump's inauguration takes place later this evening. And back home, there were also some strong results that came from Kotak Mahindra Bank and the upgrades also that have come in for the stock. Mind you, the stock has been an underperformer over the last 4 years. Motilal Oswal has upgraded the stock after being neutral on it for 4.5 years. The other positive reaction comes from Wipro, and that is because of its earnings, the dividend payout that it has given, and its ADR also ending 4% higher on Friday post its results. Now, what can keep the gains in check? There is uncertainty, of course. Uncertainty, you can say caution, ahead of HDFC Bank that comes out with results this week. There is also uncertainty around Donald Trump and his statements that he might make post the inauguration. And the other one comes from oil prices, because Brent remains above $80 a barrel. That did not fit in the broader scheme of things last week, but might do so this time around. And the dollar that is back above 109.5. So keep an eye out on all of these factors. Well, today, the key level for the Nifty is the 23,391 level, which was last week's high. That is the first barrier for the index to cross. And on the downside, 23,150 and last week's low of 23,047. Those are the key levels that you need to keep an eye out for. There will also be plenty of other earnings reactions. Jio Financial Services reacts to results. So does RBL Bank. There are some downgrades that have come in for the stock. Indian Hotels, ICICI Lombard, plenty of broader market names. Also watch out for Dixon Technologies, Paytm, Zomato, MCX, Newgen Software, Indian Overseas Bank. All of them report results today. So plenty of action in the broader markets as well. Activity likely to remain stock specific. For now, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a cautious start for our own markets. And also keep an eye out on a stock called Ashapura Minechem, because they have signed an MOU with China Railway over a project in Guinea in Africa. So mind you, that stock has gained almost 30% in the last 1 month. So keep an eye out on all of these names. That's all on this edition of the Markets Buzz podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. For the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.